fighting for America.
The Republican Party is in this big, massive civil war. It's Tea Party versus establishment, libertarians versus social conservatives. There's infighting, conflict, backbiting, discord.
Fighting for Idaho.
I don't want to scare people, but waves of terrorism, stuff that we've never seen or heard before by small groups, much like terrorists, I'm very worried about it, and I'm very worried about an incredibly porous border.
Fighting for you.
Thank you for having this great show on in the morning, because without it, we wouldn't have any real conservative voice out there on the radio.
Voices, Mr. Right.
Like me, friend me, and we'll have a great time together.
Kevin Miller in the morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Here we are, living the dream. Here we are, we're moving out, we're moving in. Oh, here we are. We're at it again. Good morning, K. Millie in the morning, 580 KIDO. Hello to our friend Big Max, listening in Washington, D.C., to everybody else listening around the world at 580KIDO.com, or the way I prefer it, 580KIDO on your radio dial. Joining us now with the latest on ISIS and everything else bad in the world is our own bad man, Kerry Patton. We like to call him Kerry-Patton.com, national, international intelligence expert. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, buddy.
It's been a while, you know, when we had the troops going on and you were traveling all over the place. We had you on all the time, so I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I know. It's just been busy. I mean, I'm in the middle of finishing up making a movie called Nine Line, and then my wife delivered twins, twin girls. So it's just been hectic.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Are you changing the diapers yet?
Oh, yeah, I've done that from day one. No big deal.
All right, well.
That's what real men do, Kevin.
I was about ready to say some snarkly, snurdly statement, and you set me straight, Kerry. And I understand you're feeling a little ill today, so we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Is this fact or fiction? What happened in France? It reads something out of a fiction novel, but it's real world.
Well, yeah, it's real world. I mean, there's been enough information out there where the general world populace should know that anywhere in the globe right now, there is a vulnerability, there is a weakness. And if that weakness exists, that those that are waging this war against the free world will absolutely do everything in its power to capitalize on that weakness, on that vulnerability, and to create the mayhem it desires to create, to instill fear. That's what terrorism is really all about. It's very, very simple. It's very, very basic. The problem is when the public, the general public, fails to accept how serious, yet how simple, this concept of violence to instill fear is. You know, that's our problem in the world right now. Too many people fail to accept reality. And the reality is the terrorists exist, the terrorists are capable, and the terrorists have and will continue to execute these type of missions.
Kind of like psychological operations on steroids.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that, but it is. I mean, terrorism is part psychological. I mean, that's the intent. It's to institute violence to create fear, and they create fear for a certain purpose. So, you know, and it's a purpose of change.
And we're seeing that these days. How emboldened are these ISIS folks? We had the president talking cybersecurity, and they said, well, we'll take your cybersecurity and we'll hack into the accounts and say we're coming for you.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how much we should say this is just ISIS as in the core, when we know there's a ton of people out there who follow Islam and sympathize with these Muslim terrorist. And because of that, they could easily say, well, I'm part of X, Y, or Z group. But the truth of the matter is they might not be. Yet it doesn't really matter whether they are or whether they are not. What matters is the fact that they are serving as a facilitator to support that core entity. It's kind of like Anonymous. You know, it's almost as if right now ISIS has their own cyber Anonymous in existence right now.
Well, and I'm going to not lead the witness here at 580KIDO, our friend Kerry Patton with Kerry-Patton.com. Author, filmmaker, husband, father, diaper changer extraordinaire, and been to the baddest parts of the world and lived to tell about it here. What do you make of Eric Holder and the reaction to his statement when someone, Kerry, asked him simply, are we at war with radical Islam? And he kept saying elements of it, but not radical Islam. We have everybody else, including the French, saying, yes, we are.
You know, if anybody's really paying attention to Eric Holder right now, I think they're wasting a lot of time and a lot of energy. Eric Holder is a jackass. All right? So why don't we just say it as it is? He is, along with many other minions within this administration. They could beat around the bush all day long. It doesn't really matter what they say. What matters is the fact that we as the people should know what they are not willing to do right now and what they are willing to do. And guess what? If we put a lot of energy into really thinking about what they can do, what they're willing to do, it's still not going to get us anywhere, because the fact of the matter is we're not going to step up and remove them from office. So who cares what they say or what they do? All we're doing is falling into the drama trap.
Sure, but doesn't that send a message to them that we're not serious about fighting them?
If you're serious about fighting, you know, it's like this is what America's became. America's became that kid in high school that talks a lot of smack but never does anything but talk. And that's all we are. If you're going to talk, you got to put your words into action eventually. And if you're not willing to put your words into action, shut up. You know, we had a big election just take place in Congress and Senate. And people spoke. We made the changes. So either we suck it up and deal with the next year or two with this president in office, and we're smart and we vote appropriately to get the real candidate that we really want in office, or we don't. But for all the people that are out there just crying about what this president and his admin has done or doesn't do, I think it's wasting time. You know, if people are that upset and that angry about it, you know what? Go let the Secret Service go investigate you, because obviously you're that upset that you're willing to try to remove them from office. What was it, only a third of the American Revolutionary War, the members that picked up arms, were part of the population? I think it was about a third of the American population actually really did what they did. So be the minority.
Kerry Patton with some...
people are wasting time right now.
Kerry Patton with some helpful advice. Okay, we can't do anything about this administration. Before we get to Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq, let me hit you with this, Kerry Patton, at 580KIDO. Are the contenders on the Republican side anybody that you think would do a good job?
No, because they're all the same. Democrats and Republicans are the same exact animal, just wearing different disguises. They're all funded by corrupt corporations that are getting kickbacks based off of policies that we implement. Look at the insurance companies today. The big insurance companies, look what Obamacare has done for some of these entities. You know, look at Big Pharma right now. You know, it's disgusting, and they're all the same. The two-party system was never desired by our founding fathers. And now all of a sudden we have a two-party system. We might as well just say we really got a one-party system, because the left are really on borderline communist, and the right are no longer true conservatives. They lean closer to socialists than anybody else anymore. So who is the conservative party today? There is none.
Well, Kerry Patton, you're just full of good news this morning.
It's just a reality check, you know. Everybody, yeah. You know, and that's the problem, though. So many people bitch and complain, you know, and nobody's willing to step up and do anything about it. And those that do don't have enough momentum to make the difference.
Kerry Patton with us here, Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Let's go on to Afghanistan. What are you hearing about Afghanistan?
Not a whole lot, actually. It's really one of those sad situations where American troops are eventually leaving, and the Afghans are going to be fighting for their, you know, their own survivability, and the Taliban are definitely going to be taken back into control in full force. That's really the most that I've heard about it. It's the people in the streets have sworn that it's a done deal, that the Taliban are absolutely taking over.
You know, I had a chance to watch that 60 Minutes piece, and you have at least the Afghani government saying they want to be more cooperative than the Iraqi government. You think that's even possible, or can anything stem the Taliban from retaking Afghanistan?
No, I don't really believe anything's going to stop the Taliban from taking over the country. I really don't.
Well, as someone who has traveled many miles, what does that say when you think of all the operations that have gone on there, all the loss, all the expense?
I prefer not to really answer that, because it's like one of those, it's just a trap of how I feel, and it's again, it's not going to make a difference. I mean, let me tell you something. I'll be the very first person to say it. This entire war in Afghanistan was all for nothing. That's my humble opinion about it. I know so many people are going to disagree with me, but the truth of the matter is we didn't do anything to destroy Al-Qaeda's core like the original intent, because Al-Qaeda still exists. And the offshoots of Al-Qaeda and the splinter groups that have branched away, like ISIS and, you know, others, al-Nusra, you know, we've done nothing to destroy what the original threat was by going in Afghanistan. It was a big mistake in my book. We should have went into Saudi Arabia.
Finally, do you believe that we'll be back in Iraq, considering we're not hearing a lot about Iraq, but the situation is tenuous at best?
Aren't we already back in Iraq? How many troops are in Iraq right now? Over 1,000. Over 1,000 troops in Iraq Central, not including how many folks are in Kurdistan right now.
Well, and from what we understand, we have the situation where our advisors are going out and out on more missions. I'm sure you know more about that than us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're already in Iraq. No matter what the media says to anybody or what our White House says to anybody, we're in Iraq right now, and we're doing operations in Iraq.
Well, what does that mean then, Kerry?
It means we're in a war. We're in a two-pronged war. We're back from what we did in 2003. We're in Iraq. We're in Afghanistan.
I wonder when we'll ever get the news on that. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a matter of when's the news going to start reporting on it.
Yeah, I think that's the big issue. The politicians are emboldened because the news media covers it up.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what did Dish Network do? I mean, even now the cable networks are part of all this. Dish Network removed Fox News from their lineup. If you're a Dish subscriber, you can't get Fox anymore. So it's not just the cable networks, it's the providers too. The cable providers are on this track right now. We are people, and see, and that's what I'm trying to explain to people right now. People don't understand that we are no longer a free democratic society living as we once were. We are a social democratic society. We have transitioned to a socialist society. And people will argue with me all day with this, but the point is, I can make a counter argument on every argument these people make that want to say it's not true.
Kerry-Patton.com. Kerry, we appreciate it. Never holding anything back. We appreciate you with your cold. We're sorry about that.
That's all right, buddy. Well, we'll get over it.
All right, you have a good day, sir.
All right, man, you too.
All right, our friend Kerry Patton there, not holding anything back, saying the war in Afghanistan was a waste. We're already fighting in Iraq. The press isn't covering it, and Dish Network going after Fox News. Let's get your reaction, huh? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic with Kevin.
Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Yes, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, world.
world, it's a brand new day.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Last year, we found ourselves in the position of defending an amendment to the Idaho Constitution that was approved only a few short years ago in 2006. And I believe, truly representing both the intentions and the values of our citizens in Idaho. It defines marriage between a man and a woman as the only domestic legal union valid in Idaho. So it is incumbent upon those of us who swore to uphold and defend the Constitution and to do so based on its content now, not on changing societal values since it was enacted or how any of us would rewrite it today.
Governor Otter from the State of the State. Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, continuing his defense of marriage. Two topics we're talking about. Kerry Patton says Afghanistan was for nothing. Both parties, there's no difference between them, and the press continues to cover it up. There's some good news for you. But good news, the governor defending marriage, despite criticism from the political left, the media left, the governor standing true to his convictions. We go to the phones. We go to Travis in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Travis.
Morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Not bad. You?
Good. Hey, I'm calling because I agree with what Mr. Patton said, and I take a little bit of pause with one of the comments that you had made, that we can't do anything about our current administration.
Okay, I didn't make that. Kerry did, but go ahead.
No, you had said that there's nothing that we can do about our current administration. And in reality, there is.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that we can do. And, you know, there's always the vote of the pen, you know, even though it's not an election year. We are set up as a republic. I mean, we have the right to be able to question our leadership and take them, help hold them to the fire, basically, and say, hey, look, you're not doing what we've asked. If there are representatives, we can call for special elections and get them out.
Right. But realistically, Travis, who's going to do that?
That's what Kerry was saying, is that nobody has the guts. There's not enough people that are willing to stand up and be scrutinized by the government because they are standing up for what they believe and what their rights are. It's going to take, again, we're in a modern revolution. It's going to take
I think people have to revolt for us to be in a revolution. How many people do you know? And look, I'm asking the question here at 580KIDO that are informed enough to know that the freedom is gone.
I agree. The freedom is gone, and that's why that people, like-minded people, need to stand up, band together, and do what's necessary to be able to do what is considered a revolt.
Which would be what?
I don't know. I'm at a loss right now. You know, you can't call for, you know, obviously you don't want to call for violence.
Right.
But at the same time.
Well, you heard Kerry. He said, you heard Kerry, do something about it. Get on the Secret Service's call list. I don't think a lot of people are willing to do that. Travis, thank you for the call and thank you for listening to Linda and Emmett with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Kevin. Boy, Kerry was right on. Right on. I couldn't agree with him more. And yes, there's a lot we as an American society, American country, Americans all in one can do. And that's, you know, somebody around the United States has got to be unafraid enough of who's going to go snooping in whose backyard if somebody does start a ruckus and say, okay, we're done. You've overstepped your bounds. we're going for impeachment. And people have got to stand together, move arms, and not move. There's the red line. Don't cross it. That red line goes both ways. I get so angry with this, you know, this stuff going on. And you and I have been talking about this for 5.5 years.
Right.
And, you know, with us, you know, leaving Pakistan, you know, leaving Afghanistan, going back into Iraq. You know, even the communists gave up on Afghanistan in 10 years. But and it's got to start with our belief in God, our willingness to accept the fact that he will lead us. We may make some mistakes, but he will lead us. He will show us the right way to go. And the way we're going now ain't the way, right way to go. We're going downhill faster than I don't know what. But, you know, you were talking this morning with Terry, and I thought, oh, my God, that's it. That's what I called Ray. I said, he's got the finesse. He's got the words. I just can't get it all that, you know, shiny and polished and God bless him with as miserable as he sounds. But that's what we've got to be willing to be miserable for a couple of days.
Well,
but we're not going to have any days to be miserable for.
Right. You're right. Linda, thank you for the call.
Okay, dear.
Bye-bye. Our great friend Linda from Emmett. 733, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. It's becoming a daily occurrence. Rachel Sutherland joining us from Fox News Radio. I know she doesn't talk to anybody but us. Good morning, Rachel.
I would never cheat on you, Kevin.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. You know, it's I guess timing's everything. The president is looking at, how should we put this, cybersecurity, and talking how safe it has to be for businesses and industry. And then folks allegedly from ISIS attack the Pentagon social media sites.
Right. Well, we don't know that it was definitely ISIS. It was certainly someone claiming to be ISIS all over the CENTCOM Twitter feed and also the YouTube page. It didn't last long, but ironically it happened as the president was unveiling legislation designed to protect Americans from hacking. And then as soon as this motorcade whisked away, we were hearing about this hacking of the CENTCOM social media feeds. Now, On the face of it, yes, this is chilling, it's disturbing, and it was looking at it like at first that they were posting sensitive, classified information. As it turns out, the U.S. intelligence officials are saying, no, that wasn't classified information, that basically they were able to hack the social media accounts, but as far as getting into, say, the belly of CENTCOM and getting classified information and so on, that did not happen. So I could liken it to someone throwing graffiti up on the Twitter page.
I'm with you, but just their messages, if nothing else, has to be disturbing when they say Americans were coming for you.
Right, it is. But again, they've been saying we're coming for you for quite a while. If you remember the threats to fly the ominous black flag over the White House, and there was even some ISIS graffiti found in Washington, D.C. I mean, who knows who did that? It could have been some punk kid for all we know. So, yeah, we know that they're a threat. But as far as ISIS actually making it in, or any terrorist or hacker-type person making it into classified information, we know that that has not happened yet. At the same time, U.S. officials are concerned about potential hacking and cyber attacks. It's kind of a new battlefield, and there is concern over that. General Dempsey was on Fox News Sunday over the weekend talking about this very thing, saying that, you know, it's not an even playing field, it is an even playing field, that our enemies could do something catastrophic to us. I mean, imagine if they could target infrastructure or something like that through internet means. I mean, it would just be a disaster.
Indeed, and you have a lot of folks that are wired into the social media, wired into the electronic world, that look at Facebook several times a day and or Twitter or anything else. So those impressions could be magnified based on, you know, ISIS getting into those accounts.
Right, it could, and that is definitely the concern about ISIS or another group getting into an account. I mean, you think about the North Korea hacking, where it was just on a company. The idea of hackers getting in to infrastructure and that kind of thing—that it is something that has intelligence officials and the Obama administration concerned. Now, again, this hacking of the Twitter feed and YouTube—that's kind of more of an embarrassment and more like, oh, someone spray painted all over our Twitter. That's kind of embarrassing.
It is, but it does serve a purpose that these people, I think they can do this with impunity.
Absolutely. And at this point, I mean, can they? It depends on what kind of retribution or response the U.S. has to this, if any. And we know that it's very much under investigation, but as far as the response at this point, it's not clear what that will be.
Yeah, that's the idea. As we said, they could be ISIS, could be somebody else, could be, you know, some punk kid in his basement.
Exactly. And I don't know. At first I thought, oh, this is not good. And then I kind of thought about the punk kid scenario, and that is a possibility as well. So there are a lot more questions than answers right now, and I think we are going to need to be patient to get to the bottom of it.
Now, we've come a long way since Matthew Broderick and War Games.
Yeah, exactly. I think we have. Yeah. I forgot about that movie. It's an 80s movie, right? But yeah, I certainly. I mean, I haven't personally, but
right. Well, and I think depending on your age, the impact of social media, you know, is either magnified or not. You know, someone who does it for business or, you know, pleasure, what have you, is a little different from people that actually share every moment of their life. And that's got to be a challenge for folks in the military, folks in the intelligence, folks in Homeland Security. How do you have a life? 10 years ago, you weren't expected to have a life, but most people live their lives, at least some portion, Rachel, online.
Oh my word, yes. These days, absolutely. We it's embarrassing how much time we spend online. In fact, I recently won't name the company, but was knocked offline at home for 10 days.
Oh, boy.
And I finally got service back yesterday, and it really taught me, okay, Rachel, I mean, how addicted are you to the Internet and to online media and all of that? Because the second that we don't have access to it, people just start jonesing.
Indeed. What would we do without our Twitter feed?
I don't know. It was tough. It was a tough a week or so for me. But definitely, I mean, I had access at work, and I have work access and all. But, yeah, that personal access went away for a while.
Rachel, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Rachel Sutherland joining us from Fox News Radio. Coming up next, is sexual assault anything to make light of? You know, we're taught, and we continue to be taught, that domestic violence, sexual assault is wrong, and it is. How many of us have been watching the NFL Players Association, the NFL, over the big games, having these public service announcements with people going, I'm sorry. Now, personally, I don't think these ads are very effective. When you have Christopher Merlini or Hilary Swank, actors giving us the crying on camera. But if we truly are serious about stopping rape, about empowering victims, do comedians have the right to make fun of it? We're going to talk about it next. You don't want to miss this one. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. It is 747, currently 34 degrees in Napa. Let's get you to work.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
In addition, I'm calling for another $20 million in discretionary operating funds for local schools in fiscal year 2016.
Good morning. More on the state of the state coming up next hour. Nagma Dabbadini will join us at 8:05 to talk about her fasting to raise awareness for her husband, Pastor Saeed, who is still being held by the Iranian government. Even though we have overtures to Iran, even though we're trying to thaw out our relationship, we've got rid of some of the sanctions, that country is still holding Americans against their will. One of the issues that we do talk about, by the way, it's 7:53 if you're just waking up with us, is the idea of class and courtesy and doing the right thing It's easier said than done, I know. And one of the things that we talked about earlier, we shared with you a clip of Michael Keaton getting up before the Golden Globes with all the Hollywood glitz and glamour and thanking his parents. The second youngest of seven out of Pennsylvania, and that his dad never knew a day when his dad didn't work two jobs. Boy, doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that sound like the America that you grew up in, his mom volunteering, praying the rosary, being born in the hallway of a hospital that his mama volunteered? Doesn't that sound like the America that you've come from? And then we have Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at the Golden Globes. Now, it's a simple fact of life, and far be it for me to say that I'm a chauvinist or whatever, but women can get away with saying things that men cannot. You take a look at Ann Coulter. Why is she so courageous? Yeah, she gets a beating, but she can say things that men can't. If you're a member of a certain community, an ethnic community, you can say things that the members of the majority populace can. In other words, if you're minority, you can say things, whether it's the N-word or something else, that white people can't. And then it comes down to the issue of rape and sexual assault, abuse. Who would ever make fun of that?
Bill Cosby has finally spoken out about the allegations against him. Cosby admitted to a reporter, "I put the pills in the people! The people did not want the pills in them!"
No, Tina, that's not right. That's not right. It's more like, "I got the pills in the bathroom, but I put them in the people!"
There we have it, the Golden Globes, courtesy of Dick Clark Productions, God rest his soul. You know, that television show Modern Family. Is this the modern American family that people can make fun of these sexual assault allegations against Bill Cosby? And again, it's not our values. It really is we're being led by the nose by the politically correct Politburo known as the press. The press, and people have gotten me, our friend Linda at the front desk said, "Kevin, quit buying into the press's argument in some of these things. You're using the false narrative," and she's corrected me, and I appreciate that. But here you have Bill Cosby that, if these allegations are true and they keep coming up again and again and again, Fat Albert did horrible things to these women. They're outraged. They've hired Gloria Allred. And you think to yourself, was Bill Cosby that evil? Who would make up these allegations? Regardless, outside of former President Bill Clinton, we pride ourselves on taking allegations of rape pretty serious. And yet, we have two young ladies, talented, moneyed, whatever, making fun. Oh, we're not making fun of the sexual assault allegations. We're making fun of Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby has finally spoken out about the allegations against him. Cosby admitted to a reporter, "I put the pills in the people! The people did not want the pills in them!"
No, Tina, that's not right. That's not right. It's more like, "I got the pills in the bathroom, but I put them in the people!"
First of all, I think it's racist to make fun of Bill Cosby. You're making fun of how Bill Cosby speaks? Oh, it's okay. They're Tina Fey and Amy. And then, if you're a victim at any time in your life, that's just unthinkable. No, we can do better than that, can't we? Yes, we can. 31 right now in Meridian at 580. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up next, Nongmaid Abedini. We speak with her once a month as we do what we can to raise awareness for her husband, Pastor Saeed, still being held illegally by the Iranians. Don't miss it.